Welcome to In the News. I'm Chris. Today I'll be reading from the AARP magazine. Where they stand, Trump and Harris, on Social Security, Medicare, inflation, caregiving, and jobs, in their own words. As we have during past presidential elections, the AARP bulletin reached out to the candidates from the Republican and Democrat parties to talk to us about the issues that's important to you. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump agreed to live phone interviews, which took place in late August. We asked the same candidates the same questions. We allowed them to present their views and positions without commentating on the accuracy of their claims. The interviews were lightly edited for clarity and length. Both candidates were eager and engaged in our conversations, which focused on issues critical to older Americans, such as Social Security, Medicare, caregiving, and other complex but vital topics. For the record, the candidates' responses should not be interpreted as an AARP endorsement of any given candidate. AARP is nonpartisan and neither supports nor opposes candidates for office. But what AARP strongly believes in is your right to vote and the importance of exercising that right. To help, we've created voter education tools in all the states. Millions of older Americans are struggling with higher prices on gasoline, rent, and other essentials. If elected, what do you do to combat these high prices? Vice President Harris, it's my day one priority, which is to build up the middle class and build up our seniors. I know that one of the big issues, one of the greatest issues that folks are facing, is the need for us to lower costs. My approach is practical and I think very common sense. In terms of the price of groceries, one of the issues we've seen is the price gouging issue, where bad actors actually hike up the cost of essentials. I'm going to go after that. Former President Trump, we're going to start by drilling and getting oil. I call it drill it, baby, drill. We're going to start by going in and getting oil because energy prices is what really led to the problem. It's inflation. It's a big problem. It's much higher than they're actually saying. People are getting absolutely destroyed in many different areas. It was all started by two things: overspending on the government, and also, very importantly, the tremendous cost of energy, because energy is a big subject and such a big factor in the life of businesses. In terms of homes, air conditioning, heating, gas, gasoline, the cost of energy has to be brought down, and I think I'll be able to cut better in half in the first 12 to 17 months after my administration. If I do that, prices are going to come down very substantially. The Social Security Trust Fund is expected to see a shortfall in about 10 years. If Congress doesn't act, millions of Americans are counting on Social Security, may see cuts. If elected, how will you take care of this? Trump, we'll protect it with growth. I don't want to do anything having to do with increasing age. I won't do that. As you know, I was there for 4 years and never even thought about doing it. I'm going to do nothing to Social Security. We're going to protect it through strengthening our country. We're going to protect it through growth. We're going to have tremendous growth in our country with all the things that are doing from a business standpoint and from a common sense standpoint. And we'll be protecting it through growth. Harris, I believe Social Security is sacred. I will always, in my career, fight to ensure that seniors have the dignity they deserve. The way that we're going to deal with it is to make sure that the resources and therefore the benefits in Social Security program are there for seniors is by making billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share. Our own question AARP research shows that 48 million Americans' family caregivers provide $600 billion in unpaid care each year, helping loved ones live independently in their homes rather than costly nursing homes. If elected, how will you support family caregivers, many of whom are juggling work and family? Harris, first of all, it's personal. I helped care for my mother when she was battling a disease. I have learned over many years of experience to deeply admire and respect these people. Their work is physical, it's mental, it's emotional. Frankly, I think caregivers really do God's work. We need to make sure that they receive the dignity they deserve. I'm proud that our administration took action to support family caregivers, including short-term help to give a primary caregiver a break. Trump, these are really unrecognized people that done such a good job. And frankly, if you didn't have these people doing what they're doing, the government would be in worse shape. We're going to recognize that. It's something that has long been on my mind. I started focusing on very, very substantially, and we're going to do something. These people have been unbelievable. In many ways, they're angels. We're going to do something to help them out financially, and we have various plans coming in, and you're going to be the first to hear about the plans. It's very unfair to people. Question. Millions of American workers have no way to save for retirement through their employers. If elected, what steps will you take? Trump. The sad part is, with Biden, inflation has been so devastating that where people were saving with me because they had low interest rates and no inflation, don't forget, I had low interest rates and I had essentially no inflation. They have high interest rates and inflation. That's a killer for people who have done it the right way. And the right way is to go out, save your money, and you're going to have money, you're going to make interest on your money, and make investments with your money. Those people have been absolutely destroyed by inflation. The people that saved money that was supposed to be their American dream, except the American dream has turned into a nightmare for some people. The people that saved, you're supposed to save in this country. It's always been that way. They were actually taking money out of their accounts instead of putting money back into it. Harris, well, it starts with making sure that we protect Social Security, knowing that our seniors is the only source of income. The work that I've done over my career has also been to protect pensions. Both the president and I, and in my longstanding work, understand the need to make sure that people who have earned those benefits are secure and that they are guaranteed. Americans pay some of the highest prescription drugs. What are we going to do about that? Harris, a big piece of it is allowing Medicare to negotiate. A big piece of it is really just having the willingness and the courage to take on Big Pharma, which I have done. What we know, my goodness, there have been a number of our seniors who over the years have had to get on a bus to go to Canada to get their prescription. Prescription drugs don't have to be expensive as they are. The prices are based on a design that we've had in our country that protects Big Pharma and allows them to put profit over people's welfare. Trump. As a result of the aggressive actions I took during my first year in the White House, prices declined more than half a century in 2018 alone. I was also proud to institute rules giving seniors $35 EpiPens and insulin, allowing prescription drugs to be imported for Canada for the first time, and took steps to ensure that Americans would not pay more than wealthy Europeans for the same drugs. When reelected, I will continue my efforts to protect Americans from unaffordable drug prices and ensure seniors are protected from the massive Medicare premium increases from the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act. And I keep any drug savings in Medicare, and I will finish what we started in my first term. Moving on to Medicare for a moment. Medicare provides critical health coverage for older Americans. If elected, how will you protect Medicare from benefit cuts, and how might you improve the program? What we have to do is make our country successful again. This is Donald Trump. This has to do with Medicare and Social Security and other things. We have to let our country become successful, make our country successful again, and we'll be able to do that. We have tremendous opportunities, like as an example, with what I call the liquid gold, a under our feet. We have more oil and gas than any country in the world, and we don't use it. We use a small percentage of it. We will be bigger than Russia and Saudi Arabia combined, and we will be able to make our country successful. We can grow our country. That's the bottom line. Harris, I will always fight to protect and strengthen Medicare for the future generations. That includes securing the Medicare Trust Fund and making sure that big corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, which, by the way, they can afford to pay. Also, if my opponent had succeeded in repealing the Affordable Care Act, which he tried 60 times to do when in office, he would have brought back the Medicare donut hole gap. AARP was an incredible leader on the donut hole issue. That gap for prescription drugs will be put in place without protection of the ACA. Not to mention taking away pre-cancer and diabetes screenings, what we fought so successfully for, to get Medicare to make sure that every senior gets a free annual wellness checkup. I pledge to fight to protect that. Americans over the age of 50 continue to pay the highest health care costs. If elected, how would you ensure older Americans have access to affordable health care? Harris, a big part of access is affordability. So is bringing down the cost of prescription drugs for everyone, including seniors. We fought to do that, but ran into some roadblocks in Congress. My plan, in terms of helping seniors under the age of 65, includes what we would do to save an average as much as $800 a year on premiums. Also, medical debt has been a big area of focus for me, and eliminating medical debt from credit sources, which can be all the difference whether a senior or anyone could get a lease on the apartment, much less all the other things that they need to have access to. Trump, we're going to make sure that Americans are able to work, but we're going to make sure that they're not going to have to work. We're going to take care of them. But if they want to work, that would be a great asset. You know, we lose some of the best people we have because they think they're going to retire at a certain age. And the fact is, they really don't want to retire. So we're going to incentivize people if they want to go back into the workforce. But if not, we're going to take care of them. We're going to make all our programs strong, and we're going to make our country strong. Question, we know older Americans often face age discrimination when getting or keeping their jobs. If elected, how would you combat age discrimination and help older workers who need or want to continue working? We're going to make sure, this is Trump, that they're allowed to work. They're some of the best workers you can get, and we're going to make sure that there is no tax on Social Security benefits. It's a big deal. People wait for years to get Social Security. And then they get there, and inflation had destroyed them. So we're going to have no tax on Social Security, which is a very big event, and nobody else is talking about it. You know, they pay tax in this small amount of money relative that they're getting, and yet inflation takes care of that. Very unfair. We're going to have no tax on Social Security for seniors. Harris, maybe my experience as a prosecutor is kicking in, but it's really important to make sure that there are consequences. You'll remember under my opponent's administration, they started to defund offices of civil rights. I'm going to make sure that those offices of civil rights are funded so that the investigations and the consequences for discrimination can occur. From my days being the DA and the Attorney General, I strengthened elder abuse work that included discrimination, going after nursing homes, collaboration with AARP throughout those years, and dealing with the issues of discrimination that happen around mortgages and reverse mortgages. I also should tell you that I've been doing some work on AI and making sure employers cannot use AI tools to discriminate against anyone, including older Americans on the job or looking for a job. Many Americans, especially in rural areas, another question, do not have access to high-speed internet. How would you ensure that Americans have access to affordable high-speed internet? Harris. Access to high-speed internet, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. I'm proud, as Vice President, that we got $90 billion to connect everyone in America to reliable internet. I have traveled the country as Vice President to rural communities and various communities to make sure that not only is the policy sound and relevant to all communities, including our seniors, to make sure the implementation is speedy. That includes also the work that I did in the leadership around the Affordable Connectivity Program, which has helped 23 million households across the country, including many seniors, save anywhere from $30 to $75 a month on their internet bill. Trump. We'll build our internet system. Biden has done nothing. He's done very little on that. But we're going to build out our internet system. It's moving. We had it really going along, and then a lot of it was stopped. But we're going to be building our internet system. They have to have access. Question. Criminals who perpetrate fraud through spam calls and texts target older Americans, resulting in the loss of billions of dollars of their hard-earned nest eggs. If elected, how would you reduce fraud like this? Trump. We're going through our departments, our law enforcement, and we're going to be very tough. People are being scammed all the time in so many different ways. We're going to be very tough on protecting our senior citizens. Many things we're going to do, but we have to let law enforcement get involved. Right now, there is no retribution. They can do whatever they want. They can steal their money. There's no retribution. There will be retribution to people that hurt our senior citizens. Harris, from my work over many years, going back to when I was elected DA of San Francisco in 2004, I strengthened the elder abuse work that we're doing. We did a lot. I have too often seen seniors, especially those who are isolated, with many not having family, become susceptible to scams and reluctant to let anyone know of fear that they will be thought less of. When the bad guys, the fraudsters, know that they're watching and that there will be serious accountability, they're less likely to engage in this behavior because they know that the consequences will be very real and harsh. If elected, what is the most important thing that you could do to help improve the lives of Americans? Harris. There are many things, to be honest. One day, my priority is to make sure that people are able to live with dignity and have the care that they deserve. I think over the last decade, and frankly, since my opponent hit the scene, there is a perverse notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down instead of who you lift up. That means doing the work, and I've done my whole career to stand up to rights of older Americans. I will be paying attention to affordable housing. Part of my plan is to build 3 million more housing units before the end of my term. I have many priorities on day one to help our seniors and their children and grandchildren. Trump, the biggest thing I can tell you is we're going to let people know loud and clear that Social Security, it's not changing. But what I'm going to do is we're going to create lots of energy like nobody has ever seen. With me, we were energy independent, but we're going to become energy dominant once I get in. We're going to make a tremendous amount of money. We're going to pay down the debt. We're going to reduce taxes. I mean, the taxes that we've been able to cut, it's the largest tax cut in history of our country, and we still have a ways to go with that. That's going to be very helpful. We're going to make sure our seniors are taken care of 100%. Don't forget, I'm a senior. We're going to make our seniors happy, healthy, and strong. Under Fraud Watch, your money, how scammers target your emotions. Criminals exploit strong feelings. Here's how to help spot the manipulation. Chris Hanley is an expert on how scammers use persuasion and manipulation to steal money. But after he wrote several books on the subject a few years ago, crooks nailed him with a fake Amazon package delivery scam that pushed all the right buttons. I was stressed about an upcoming conference in Las Vegas when I got this phishing email that my order wouldn't be shipping due to a declined credit card. Says Hanley, CEO of the company's social engineer. I was short of time. I felt even more stressed and anxious. I started entering my personal identification when I realized it was the perfect scam. I should have known better. From fear and anxiety to the desire for security or connection, exploitation, strong feelings is a step one in a scammer's playbook, which they have many. Stirring strong emotions shifts your decision-making away from central processing when your brain carefully weighs pros and cons to peripheral processing when you reflect on feelings and impressions, says scam researcher Marty DeMilla of the University School of Social Work. Criminals are adept at moving you from emotion to motion, says Amy Knopfzinger. She's AARP's Director of Fraud Victim Support. They take you on this journey. The destination? They want your money and your private information. Here is how it unfolds with four common emotional scam triggers. Fear. Cindy H., 76, of Colorado, gave scammers $5,000 in cash after someone who sounded like my grandson with a stuffy nose called this year to say he'd been arrested and needed bail for a car accident that injured a pregnant woman. Cindy says she was so fearful, she says, I'm thinking my grandson could be charged with manslaughter. That night, she called the grandson and discovered it was a scam. The scammer's playbook. Strike terror first, then demand money. They know that if you're afraid, you'll make bad decisions. So that's why they use grandson. This actually happened to my own mother, and luckily she wasn't fooled by it. Loneliness. A lot of seniors are lonely, are looking to talk to somebody. Jerry Waxman, 71, received the wrong number text, followed by a photo from somebody claiming to be a young San Francisco woman. Waxman, who lives in Puerto Rico, fell into a routine of text conversations with her. Not a good idea. There was a friendship that developed, he says. He lost all of his savings when their friendship morphed into a gold and cryptocurrency scam. He lost all of his savings. Hard to believe. The scammer's playbook. Exploit the human need for connection. Scammers may get close through a fake friendship or a romance. Once the attachment develops, the scammer introduces money to the equation. They do it slowly. They build up to it, but they eventually get to the money. Waxman's scammer shared screenshots of a fake website showing hundreds of thousands of dollars in profits she claimed to have made with a quick gold trade. That should be the first red flag. There are no quick gold trades. An initial $2,000 investment earned 40%. Waxman went all in. Then his scammer, they disappeared. They took $26,000 from him. Hard to believe. Scammer's playbook. This is what they call the slow buildup. Investment scams try to establish trust, but they do it slowly. So victims believe the fabulous winnings are real. In Waxman's case, the scammer built up the friendship for weeks, dangling her winnings, which were, of course, fake and never happened. When he finally invested, Waxman was at first able to withdraw some money, which made the investment look legit. So he gave more money after that. He thought it was legitimate because he was he was getting a return, but in reality, it was just a whole scam. Speaking of anxiety, imposters claiming to represent the Social Security Administration threatened people with arrest. The victims of the scheme felt panic and an overwhelming sense of dread, they reported in a 2021 University of Minnesota study. They lost an average of 6,000. Well, first of all, the Social Security Administration is not going to call you. So they never call. So that's the first red flag on that. The scammer's playbook. Crooks told victims someone had stolen their Social Security number and they needed to send money fast to protect their account. They get you afraid and then present a solution, which of course is just a scam. Again, Social Security is never, ever going to call you. Have questions related to scams? You can call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline toll-free at 877-908-3360. Again, that's 877-908-3360. Or for the latest fraud news and advice, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Again, that's aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. They can help you quite a bit. Here's some ways to spot and outsmart scammers' emotional triggers so you can fight back. Take a break. If you notice you're feeling a strong emotion during an interaction with a stranger, recognize the danger and step away. You shouldn't have such a close connection right away. You can tell someone. In DeLima's study, people who shared what was happening with a friend or family member were told, it's a scam. Move on. What are you thinking? You can also do your own research. Don't click on links or use phone numbers, emails, or addresses or account numbers provided by scammers. That's just another way for them to get, you know, it could be your bank account, your Social Security number, quite a few different things. Set up a crisis-only code word with a family member. Agree on a word to use in an emergency that everyone can remember. Again, these scammers, they work on your emotions. It could be fear. It could be that somebody is lonely, just wants to talk to somebody. It can be anxiety, imposters claiming to represent the Social Security, which is always a trigger for older Americans as Social Security is a major part of their income. So you really have to be careful and smart and realize if it's too good to be true, it probably is not true. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. I'm Jeff Watson. I've been reading from the AARP magazine. So long until next time.